you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California. Don't laugh at me. Koreatown, US of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east.
Sucky.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Say something?
Oh, yes. Test, test. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
You are not on at all.
What the fuck?
My
mic's on.
Or you're listening to us as at crabdiving.com, et cetera, et cetera. Ryan's going to fiddle with his chords a little bit all the way to the...
To the what?
All the way to the... Can you tap on your microphone a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Very odd.
Test, test,
there
test.
There you go. Ryan Pfeiffer back here, everyone. We're back. iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Yeah, we got some technical problems going on, and I had to make the Sophie's Choice before the show to put in my shiny new fake tooth or not. So the choice was to either sound like Sylvester, the cat, or Rudy Giuliani. I've opted for Giuliani.
I think
this device in my mouth now.
Yes, I think you're being a tad hyperbolic. You had that fucking thing out all day. I couldn't hear a lot of lisping or anything like that.
How often did I talk? Yeah,
didn't say shit though.
There you go.
Okay, good point.
I've been off a couple of days, had some surgery, in my mouth, had an abscess with a tooth and gums sliced open all the way down, et cetera, et cetera. So I had to take a couple of days off and, I now have a flipper, they call it.
It looks real, dude.
flipper. But it's like it's kind of like a retainer.
Yeah.
In that. There's a device like on the roof of my mouth, which is once I get used to it, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it's kind of making me talk funny. But the missing tooth, which, you know, the plan down the road once all the healing is, I'll get an implant, apparently.
Right. Silicone.
titty tooth.
Right. That exists.
But having that out is very weird. I sound like this because my tongue keeps sliding through the hole.
You know, you brought up flipper. The hole. You brought up Flipper, the television show starring the dolphin and that kid.
Sure.
You know, that show took place in Florida.
That's even before my time.
Oh, yes. It's before everyone's time.
Well, yeah.
But it took place in Florida.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So why in the fuck did that kid sound like he's from New York? It was Flippa. He didn't even say a hard ER like Flipper. He was like, Flippa.
I can't ever really remember watching it. Maybe as a kid, like in, you know.
Reruns, I watched
WGN
it,
in Chicago, ran all that stuff. All the old shows.
Yeah.
McHale's Navy I saw on WGN.
Oh, my God. Google it.
What was the Phil Silver show or something like that?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
He was Sergeant Bilko.
Oh, shit.
That was actually kind of hilarious because Sergeant Bilko was, you know, kind of like Trump. Just he was like zero morals, zero accountability.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be
Trump.
Talking maybe a little quieter, a little slower.
Yes.
And probably making odd ethnoid it every once in a while. So, yeah, just, you know, deal.
Are you going to be pensive or what?
I'm going to be like Rudy Giuliani. I'm going to talk like this the whole time.
It. Well, I love the Rudy Giuliani character.
The character, not the real one.
Oh, yes. Please. I'll take that character any day of the week.
And
that guy's a dick.
Also a fun drug, too. So I've got all that going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Lots going on. I mean, amazing amounts going on in the news. That asshole Jim Comey went and done got himself fired
what?
The night before my surgery, so we couldn't even fucking talk about it for the past couple of days.
God damn it.
Let's check out and see what the news headlines be, and then we'll you know, start doing the post-mortem on the past couple of days.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Oh, Los Angeles is hard to say.
Nah.
Dateline, May the 12th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, Pinko Liberal.
It's
Huff Post.
Oh, yes. We changed the name because we are douchebags.
Post.
God.
Headline.
Oh, yes.
Says troubled.
Oh, shit.
In quotes.
Okay.
Like Trumpian hate quotes.
Right.
Or scare quotes.
Is that like Nazi punctuation?
No, that's the brackets.
Oh, isn't okay.
It? When they put three brackets around something, it meant Jew.
God. How stupid.
Troubled GOP watches Rome burn is the headline. It says, troubled Republicans have no plans to do anything about James Comey's firing.
Nah, but they're troubled.
Several GOP senators have criticized the president's dismissal of the FBI director, but they embraced taking no new actions in response.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I'm a little troubled by that. I know that's what a bunch of them said. I'm a little troubled by the timing of the firing. What are you going to do about it? Well, you know,
reopen an investigation into Hillary's emails.
Yeah, right.
So stupid. God, these GOPs are a bunch of broke dicks.
The Republicans said they were troubled. Some said they had questions.
Oh, yes. I'm curious.
After Trump fired the guy in charge of investigating him.
Imagine, I'm just going to say it. Imagine if it's Hillary.
Well, all
get
of this.
Get the fuck out of here.
Any of this.
This is insane.
Right.
They should be screaming about this.
I'm a pioneer.
Yeah.
I mean, really, they're troubled. It's like somebody told them, hey, listen, we got the chlorine level wrong on your fucking pool. Oh, I'm troubled.
White people in droves?
There's Russians. Russians are in the White House along with Nazis. What the fuck?
Well, Russians in the White House without any Americans. Well, I'm going to include Trump.
Yeah.
We'll get to the timeline in a second. It's just, it really is either he is the dumbest person ever to sit in that room, which I'm thinking is probably a good choice.
Jeez.
And or
right
slash he is just giving a big fuck you to everybody.
It could be both. You know what I mean? That could be both. I mean, it seems like that's
the Russians.
I know.
With and he kicked out. There was no American press in his meeting with Lavrov and Kislyak.
That's the White House. That's supposed to be our thing.
Yeah. And then immediately after, that's one of those words. Immediately afterwards.
Say it like the Brits. Immediately.
Immediately. Oh, that does help.
Hello.
Speak
British.
Immediately afterwards, the people like CIA, former CIA spooks and shit like that.
Yes.
Were saying, why did you allow a photographer, air quotes, from a foreign news agency adversary, basically,
yes,
into the Oval Office. Lord knows what they were carrying up their ass, or Lord knows what little RAM card they said was for their camera. Could have been some weird device.
Oh, right.
And when they were fiddling with something that was, this is light meter. Don't worry.
This is light meter.
they could have literally been sucking all the data out of any cell phone within that area.
Oh, totally. But wait, didn't Schindler check the iPhones and all their gear to make sure it was above board? God, what an idiot.
It's just so much. I mean,
does the Secret Service, do they scan these fuckers before they go in the White House or whatever? Don't they have a system?
But a photographer is going to have all kinds of equipment and shit, right? Yeah, so, yeah. I mean,
got to look at it.
Yeah. Are they going to know what they're going to see?
Fuck no. I don't know.
Like, are they going to know light meter from a cell phone sucker?
No. This administration, they're not going to know dick. They're not going to know shit.
So the Senator Mike Enzi.
I've never heard of him.
Of Wyoming. That's
fuck you.
Probably why I've never heard of him.
I've been to Wyoming. How's that a state? There's four people there.
I'm trying to think if I've been. I think I've been to through.
You don't even know.
Wyoming.
Their votes, by the way, in Wyoming count more than us down here in little Los Angeles.
By many times.
By a lot.
The chairman, he's the chairman of the budget committee, this Senator Mike Enzi, said, I'm not on the Intel committee. I'm working on health reform. I'm working on tax reform. I'm working on the 2018 budget. I'll listen to my colleagues. So basically, if they weren't on the Intel committee, the Republicans... We're playing hot potato, hot orange potato.
They don't have an opinion about Russians possibly spying in the fucking White House?
Well, I'm really busy.
Good God. What about Benghazi and all those emails?
We're desperately trying to take health care from poor people and make sure every brown person is locked up or vaulted out of the country.
Right. Maybe way back when there was a time when you could say the Democrats and Republicans were similar, but they're not. The GOP is evil.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? They don't even give a shit?
Apparently,
it's weird to me. God damn it.
So there you go. That's the headline at the Huffington Post. It then goes into a lot more about this Comey shit, which we're going to hit the Wayback Machine and start from scratch to talk about a little bit. It's also Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll whip out our atheism a wee little bit more.
God works in real mysterious fucking ways.
Than we usually do. Yeah, thanks, God.
Yeah.
You're doing a bang-up job, dude.
How about Maxine Waters, man? I
do thank God for Maxine Waters. Yeah, absolutely. She's
fucking her, man.
Awesome, yeah.
I like what she said. She's like, I'm disappointed in the Senate and the House for not getting to the bottom of this shit. Those are supposed to be our representatives in there, and they're supposed to be doing... they're spying in the White House. You don't give a fuck.
God. And Schindler tweeting up a little storm. Again, got spicy. And then that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Mike Huckabee's crotch spawn, awful.
Less likable than her dad, which is fucking astounding.
Well, he's kind of likable.
Yeah.
Like, until he speaks
right
about something, you know what I mean?
Like
he seems affable and
well, he's a charlatan.
He's smiling and patting you on the back, feeling for the perfect spot to stab you.
Yes, absolutely. He's one of these Jesus preacher guys.
Yeah.
He wants your money.
Let's see what's the headline be over to the Drudge Report.
Hello.
That's speaking of cranking the calendars back.
Crank this.
All red. Are there tapes? Well, this has to do with one of the ridiculous Trumpian tweets this morning where, let me just get to him. By the way, follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you like. Crab diving at crab diving. CrabDiving. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media,
Buh.
I got tooth bills to pay. Yeah. You could help us out by buying your shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's
whatever
right, guys.
You buy, whatever you get, or subscribe to Amazon Prime or any of that shit. Audible.com, listen to some fucking books. Whatever you do, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here.
Yeah.
At on my part, sputtering liberal media.
Listen. I, like the other countries in NATO, you guys better pay the fuck up.
We're just kidding.
I'm kidding.
We will always be mostly available free.
Oh, yeah. unless
you know, do a...
unless we start making some money, then fuck everybody.
Do a, freemium kind of a model, maybe.
I'm joking.
We have to get our word out.
Word.
Over at the Drudge Report, it says, are there tapes? And this was from our Shitler in chief.
God damn, that guy just opens his mouth and he creates work for people, you know?
Right.
He just said, are there tapes?
So this morning he started out by saying, the fake media is working overtime today.
That's funny.
Again, I don't know if I can do Trump.
Try it. You can do it.
The story that there was collusion between Russia and Trump campaign was fabricated by Dems as an excuse for losing the election.
I like it. Use it. Use it.
So again, it was fabricated by the Dems.
Yeah. It was all bullshit.
Were you just listening to my Trump?
No.
I
know.
The next tweet, the fake media is working. Oh, I already read that one. As a very active president.
God.
With lots of things happening.
On the golf course.
It is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy.
Wait a second.
So he's talking about Spicy and Sarah Huckabee. And because... he contradicts them. We got to go back to Comey. Okay, Comey gets fired.
Right.
The story is he didn't even know about it.
Yes.
He was giving a speech here in Los Angeles.
Fuck you.
And he was at some FBI facility.
Right.
And
they're partying.
Then there was literally a monitor on behind him showing, CNN or some shit. And it came on Comey fired, and he looked back and went, ha ha ha, you guys. You guys are so funny.
Oh man.
And then all of a sudden he could see his toadies start scurrying around, checking their phones and shit. And going, oh boy. And then they're like, get off, ixnay, get off the stage.
Wrap it up.
And then he finds out they pull him aside and they're like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Apparently you've been fired.
He really, Trump really respected Comey, didn't he?
You got sacked.
Totally. That is, you're getting sacked. That is getting sacked.
In many ways, yeah. Right. And just a horribly
stupid,
shitty way to do it.
You don't even, why did he do it like that? Was it stupid? Was he just stupid? Did he fuck up?
I think he felt he was sending a message.
Right. I bet you're right. What's the message?
Like, if you fuck with Trump, you're going to be summarily dismissed with humility. Humiliation, I mean.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that shit to somebody, why would you do that to, like, an FBI guy?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he thought past that.
Right.
Because that's all he sees is vengeance. Yeah, yeah. He never worries about consequences. When has he ever had to worry about consequences in his whole fucking cunting entitled life?
Never. Never. He did. You poor tooth, man. Oh, shit. You just made a face like you're in pain.
Yeah, yelling.
You know, man, even when he was in New York, he had those fucking apartment buildings. The government said, hey, listen, guess what? It's the 19th century, whatever. You gotta rent to people of color. And he didn't. And they told him again, and then he didn't. And then they fined him, and he did. But still, no consequence, really. He's a rich white asshole.
I settled with no admission of guilt. I did nothing wrong.
Oh my God. Keeps,
that's a number of these lawsuits.
Yeah.
And then he has people sign fine NDAs.
Right.
All the time. Anybody that works for him, anybody that does anything, signs these onerous, you will be sued for hundreds of millions of dollars if you spill any beans.
Doesn't that make you feel a little nervous that maybe you're associated with some fucked up shit? Some stuff that ain't necessarily above board? Right?
So then Schittler tweeted.
Schittler.
After he said, you know, you can't expect. He basically said, well, you can't expect the people that are my spokespeople to, like, tell the truth and shit.
They're supposed to be the best people. They're top of their fucking game.
You can't expect them to know what's going on and stuff.
Oh, my God. Did you see the West Wing? You remember the West Wing?
I know.
Allison fucking Janney? She knew everything that was going on in that fucking White House. I never saw her fuck up once. It's spicy.
I move like a panther so quickly. Like lightning, I'm moving so quickly they can't even see me.
That sounds like something he'd say.
I'm like the Flash.
Oh, yeah. Or a panther.
Except straight.
Except Flash is straight. Green Lantern's gay. Right?
I'm just thinking Trump would think anybody in a rubber suit.
Yeah. Flash, speaking of Flash, the associate minister
Flash.
At the church I grew up at, one day at a church service, he suggested that the Smurfs and the superhero Flash were of Satan. Because, I don't know, I guess that was important for us to know or something. I don't know.
The Smurfs.
The Smurfs, yeah. Wow. You didn't know that?
Wow.
Little blue guys. By the way, you had a funny tweet today. What's his face? You called him a Smurf.
Racist Smurf.
Oh, right.
Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Bosesh. Yeah.
First duties of a good police dog is to take orders immediately. Now get ready. All right. Eat what? Eddie's.
That's pretty good, Chair. He's got half of it down pat already.
Enos, will you hush? Dipstick, you just hush. Okay, I'm going to teach you one now that's really important. This one's called fetch. You ready? Now, okay, here it comes now. Get ready. Here it goes. Fetch. Fetch. Fetch means in French. It means for you to go get it, huh?
Yeah!
Wow,
that Dukes of Hazzard, right?
I haven't seen. Yeah,
did you Google Flash?
Yeah,
and that's what came up.
That's why I did that Flash earlier. That's why I said it like that. Come here, Flash.
You know what does it say about
Flash? Go Pico Train.
I was just thinking. I used to watch that show growing up.
I did too.
Yeah, my dad and I would make fun of Boss Hogg. But listen,
in reruns, of course, because we were infants.
Oh yes, I'm 20. The Dukes of Hazzard. Think about it, man. It's a show. It takes place in the South, and I guess the city is so, Hazard is so fucking racist that the good guys have a fucking Confederate flag painted on the top of their fucking car, and they're the fucking good guys. You know what I mean? The South is fucked up.
Yes.
Ugh, God.
The,
That's my favorite song.
That was the horn.
Yeah. Why not just a normal horn, you dickheads?
Them Duke boys don't know what they're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd be in midair jumping over a creek in their car.
Yeah, but they were anti-gun. But
they were.
But when they needed to, they got out those bow and arrows and taped a stick
with
of dynamite. Like, motherfucker.
Listen, it's so much better.
The show needs to be serious today so we don't laugh.
No, we can laugh. Sure. I'll deal. I'll take another pill. Won't give fuck all.
Hello.
There you go. The headline at the Drudge Report talks about these tapes.
Right.
Which
Twitler.
I didn't even get to that one yet. The next Twitter says maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future press briefings, in quotes.
Who the fuck is this guy?
But they are press briefings. Why would you put them in quotes?
Unless you were telling the press things that were fucking fiction. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me.
I mean, if you wanted to shit on the press, put press in quotes.
Right. Because press briefings, that's like what Spicer gives out, right? He gives the press.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Maybe the best thing to do would be cancel all future press briefings and hand out written responses
for the sake of accuracy, 1, 2, 3, question marks.
Oh, jeez. God.
Now, the tweet to which the headline over at the Drudge Report kind of refers.
9.
James Comey. This one is creepy.
Yeah.
On many levels.
What are you wearing?
And so wrong.
It's okay. You can look at my butt.
What is that?
That's that creepy video that was viral a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
That claymation.
Yeah.
That creepy claymation guy.
I saw that, yeah.
And then somebody did it as, God, I think it was Colbert. Who, by the way, I think I might have tweeted, keep an eye on Colbert.
Right.
Because Trump shat on Colbert.
Ooh.
Said, call them no talent. No talent.
Come on. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And then, I mean, you could at least say he's not funny, which is, you know, not true also. But if you have no sense of humor, one would not find him funny.
Explain to me how a no talent,
no talent guy. You can't, yeah.
He came up, I think, through Sketchville, USA. That horrible. You know what I mean? How horrible. Doing sketches, carrying props around in fucking suitcases, looking like an asshole. And now he's the host of a late show. He's no talent.
So, Trump then said, Trump said he was no talent. And I think Stephen Colbert said, the president of the United States has personally come after me in my show, and there's only one thing to say. Yay, I won. He said that last week.
Cock holster. I love it.
And then Trump said something over the weekend, and Colbert tweeted out, wow, I wish I had a late night TV show on which to respond. See you at 11.
Right. And Colbert can say whatever the fuck he wants. He doesn't have any like lawyers up his ass. I mean, he kind of does actually, but Trump says whatever he wants as well. So
terrifyingly. Whatever. So, Trump, tweet to Comey, James Comey, better hope that there are no tapes, in quotes.
Oh, shit.
In quotes.
No tapes? What does that mean?
Of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press.
Oh, my God.
Exclamation point.
He's suggesting James Comey is going to leak to the press, but he's not in the FBI anymore.
Well, right. And so, he can say what he wants.
What can he
as
leak?
Long as he doesn't reveal classified material.
Okay.
But there's so much creepiness going on here. I mean, I swear to God, did Nixon's spirit just kind of like take over Trump in a little bit?
Trump was friends with Nixon. They hung out and they partied together.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's yeah, Trump was big buds with Nixon. He admired him as a politician. I read this whole fucking thing on it.
Roger Stone.
That's probably how they started hooking up.
Maybe that's how they met.
Yeah, scissoring.
Gross.
Did they have that, what's that thing you can get on Amazon that listens to your house all the time, the Amazon Home?
Alexa?
Did they have Alexa at the White House? Maybe that's what Trump's referring to.
Cortana is the Microsoft version, isn't it?
No, it's a shitty one.
Google version or whatever. Or, you know, there's a million of them out there now.
What do you do with
those
that?
Creepy.
It just listens to everything you say and...
Yeah, kind of creepy.
Suggest things for you to buy. Siri.
Like, you can set your phone to Hey Siri and same deal.
Oh, yeah. I can't make that work on mine.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Who knows? Somebody says something similar to it, and all of a sudden my phone's going, yes. What?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm really sarcastic, you know? How is Alexa or what
might
the fuck ever?
Offend your phone?
No, it might, you know, it might take wrong information and start marketing me. Speaking ironically, motherfucker.
Did you want me to replay the Asian nurse's lesbian porn again?
Yes. Thank you. Finally, something useful.
Would you like me to call?
Yes.
Trump talking about tapes is so Nixonian. So many things wrong with that. First of all, he screamed about Obama.
Right.
Possibly illegally taping him.
Right. Wiretapping.
Yet he may have been secretly and illegally taping Comey during their private conversations.
You know what I think? I think that he thinks that the White House is just taped all the time. That might be what he really believes, and he didn't know. He didn't know Dick. He's really an amazing buffoon. I was reading this fucking thing. Did you see the kerfuffle he got in with the Navy about how they launched their fucking airplanes off a carrier?
Oh, yeah.
Whether they use digital launchers or steam launchers. And he's arguing with the guy about it. What the fuck does he know from launching airplanes off an aircraft carrier? I mean, really?
So Comey apparently has been asked now to testify before the Senate committee next week.
Oh, shit.
So Schindler goes off and has this. I guess we back up. Spicy and the rest of the spokes reptiles were out there. Even they unearthed Kellyanne Conway.
Holy
and allowed
shit.
Her again to be foisted upon the nation.
I mean, when you drag her out.
Yeah. And they
Skeksis Barbie.
They ended up. They were saying. It was this letter that was received. You know, there were three parts to the you're fired letter.
Right.
There was Trump said, God, there's so much to this story. Trump said, bye-bye.
Right.
And then the second paragraph, which is the one that everybody is amazed about, he said, this is cartoonish. Again, everything is cartoonish about this guy. But he said, even though three times you assured me that there is no collusion, no evidence of collusion between me and the Russians, I still must agree with the findings of the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General.
Right. I mean,
and those were the other two attachments. So there's just so many layers to this. Because one of those attachments is from Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Ooh. Well, wait. His fucking finger is supposed to be out of this goddamn pie.
Well, there you go.
Is my mic on, by the way?
Yeah.
I can't. Okay, cool.
And he, he is not supposed to. He done recused himself. I'm going to be spending my time jailing black people.
Right.
Making sure I try to take away voting rights from.
That's his jam, you know? He's like, I need to get back to what I do. Let me go find some black people to oppress.
So he had a letter that was like, well, I agree with, I think it's Rosenstein, something like that.
I don't know.
And who is the deputy AG, who is the guy that is supposed to have, that he recuses to. He's the one in charge when Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III
has to recuse himself because he's got some bullshit going on with the Russians.
Well, yeah, you know, there was that little bit of perjury during his
normal
Senate
shit, right?
Confirmation hearings, which nobody seems to care about.
Nobody gives a fuck.
So then the third letter was from this other dude.
Yes.
And this other dude, whose name I'm confirming is Rosenstein, because I don't want to have the wrong name.
Yeah, don't tweet us. or tweet us.
But he, so they were pointing to him, to that this memo from him.
Right.
As the, well, this is the proof. This is why we finally fired him. He was so heinous. For so long. And then they tried to point to, because the Rosenstein memo kind of says, look, this is why, this is the problem we had with Comey, with the stuff that he did with Hillary Clinton.
God.
He broke protocol by having that press conference. And then they said, it wasn't the fact, not only was it the fact that he went around the AG and said, we found nothing here.
Yes.
To charge her with. He then went on and opined about how reckless she was, right? And careless.
Right.
And all those words that the GOP fucking used and still use to just pummel the dead horse of the last election. What about Hillary?
What about Hillary? So Trump was looking out for Hillary's best interest here.
Oh, yeah.
He was worried about her feelings,
well,
the way she was treated.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the spokes goblins go out and they say, well, it was this Rosenstein letter. The first story is that the White House is baffled. They can't believe that there's this outcry over Comey being fired.
Where the fuck, what planet are they from? That they thought this wouldn't be a shitstorm.
That's potentially equally as terrifying is that they are so stupid and so inept.
But somebody over there must have said, like, Reince Priebus.
Well, that's the thing.
Wouldn't he know?
Is there no adult in the room? But will they be listened to? Like, Reince, they has no cred.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Right.
And Schindler only listens to himself. Maybe Ivanka.
No, Ivanka.
Maybe not even her.
She doesn't do shit. Somebody wrote an article on the effectiveness of Ivanka's Trump whispering, and it's zero.
Yeah, and they were around.
Yeah, they hate him.
After Saturday evening, when they were allowed out of their little Jewish prison that they go into from Friday to Saturday, or whatever the hell they do.
Is that what Schindler says? Put Jared back in the cage, okay?
They were around enough, and they knew what was going around. They could have tried to say, you know, this ain't a good idea.
Nobody, it's amazing to me. Not one person think, hey, it's going to look like shit if you fire the guy investigating you.
So, allegedly, they were all just gobsmacked by the fact that people are flipping out over this.
Right.
And then they're trying to call the Democrats hypocrites because, and Trump even tweeted... Oh, God, I even retweeted Rosie O'Donnell,
I
agree with Rosie, where she said, fire Comey. But these were all from last fucking October when he released that second wave of, oh, by the way, I found some Wiener emails. Some emails on Wiener's laptop.
Right.
And, you know, we got to look at these. And then the world was like, oh, my God, it's reopened. Hillary Schillery, Killery, she's the most corrupt person. I, this morning I read a comment from somebody somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know if it was on our page at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Follow us.
But I read a comment where somebody was like, I would have totally voted for Bernie over Trump, but the Democrats dumbly nominated Hillary and she stole the election, and there was just no way. I had to hold my nose and vote for Trump because there was no way I could vote for the most corrupt person ever to run. I'm like,
what an idiot.
Are you seeing what is in the White House right now?
Yeah, and by the way, it's no newsflash. It's no fucking newsflash. None of what Schindler has done has ever been a fucking secret. We all knew the motherfucker was dirty, but you assholes voted for him anyway because some weird sexism against Hillary. Who knows? Stupid.
So then the spokesgoblins go out and they say, well, it was this Rosenstein memo.
Yes.
And then last week, Comey had to change his testimony because of, I forget what it was. Something to do with Loretta Lynch or something like that. And then they're like, that's it. That's, you know, that's the thing. That's it. We're done.
And then they fired him.
He got fired. But then Trump goes out and does this interview with Lester Holt.
Yeah, yeah.
On NBC.
Yes.
And contradicts everything they've been saying.
He sounded like an asshole.
Did you hear what, you know, it was funny. They showed the video of when Trump walks in and he goes to shake hands with Lester Holt and then he hands him a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then they, you know, talk to each other and stuff. You can't really hear what they're saying. Turns out what he handed him, this is a little bitch man baby in
After
chief
the
that
interview,
we have. Before
he handed this thing to him.
Before the interview, Trump handed Lester Holt a piece of paper or something. Before he sat down, and he was like, hi, great to be here. And it turns out it was a list of quotes from Democrats from the past saying, get rid of Comey, we hate Comey.
I brought clippings.
There's Cryin' Chuck Schumer calling for him to be fired. Look at all these Democrats. They're such hypocrites.
Who the fuck is gonna...
And he doesn't understand that it's the timing.
Yeah,
Many agree that Comey probably should have been fired.
And even so, man, without the timing, it's still a big deal to fire at your FBI director.
Yeah.
It still should warrant more than that fucking memo, right?
And you lying scumbags.
Yes.
All these Republicans that have been saying, well, you know, when that happened, Obama should have fired him.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Just imagine the Republicans if they fired Comey in the middle of a Hillary investigation.
Oh, my fucking God. They would be, three of them would be marching somewhere in their scooters.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so fucking stupid.
So then Trump comes out and says, I knew that I was going to fire Comey for a long time.
Okay.
And then there's stories coming out that Rosenstein is like, I got played. That they made it sound like Rosenstein just was like, I can't take it anymore, and wrote this memo.
Like he caved.
And is like, you got to get rid of this guy. That right. was the spin.
Okay.
Trump asked for it in writing. Trump asked for those memos.
He asked that
that Rosenstein write a memo.
Right.
It wasn't Rosenstein finally couldn't handle anymore.
He couldn't take it. Calgon, take me away.
Then they're saying that the rank and file that Huckabee Sanders was out yesterday that they lost all the rank and file. I can't do Arkansas. I got to work on Arkansas. God. It's a great accent.
Bye.
But she's like, I can't.
I can't.
She's like, countless FBI.
Yeah.
But people that work for the FBI are thrilled that Comey's gone. He lost the respect and lost the trust of all the rank and file. And then they're interviewing I think it's McCabe, the interim FBI dude. And the Senate committee asked him, is it true that Director Comey had lost all the respect, the rank and file?
Yes.
And McCabe went for like 5 minutes he said, no, absolutely not. Very well respected, well loved. Everybody was upset.
Right.
And really, Trump put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
Because, man, you know, God, I mean, what do these politicians think that the FBI is like who they are? Because it seems like they're a little bit more serious about their job and they care about, you know, their career. You know, I don't know. Make a whole career out of this bullshit.
Well, yeah, and revenge is great. A great motivator.
They hate this fucking guy, Trump.
And he's been pissing on them from early in the election.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember that.
He said they were like Nazi Germany at one point.
Yeah. And then he went in front of that memorial to the spies at the CIA. He bitched about what the press was saying about the numbers at his inauguration.
So then Trump, during this interview with Lester Holt, basically said, here's the quote. That when he was thinking about firing Comey, he said, I'm trying to find the exact quote, but he said, I started thinking, well, you know, this Russia story is totally made up.
Oh my God.
That was his go-to. That was the first thing he went to.
But nobody believes that. Nobody believes the Russia thing is totally made up. I mean, even these Trumpalos. I mean, at some point, these Trumpalos have to start caving and shit.
Did I get to the tweet this morning?
Oh, God.
That said,
God, we're so fucking stupid. You know what I don't understand? I grew up my whole life in the Cold War. Every fucking action movie that came out, the bad guy was a fucking Russian person.
Yeah.
So now it's time to have the Russians be the bad guys, but we can't do it all of a sudden.
Again, the story there was collusion between the Russians and Trump campaign was fabricated by Dems as an excuse for losing the election 10 hours ago. It's a fabrication by the Dems. It's all lies. And the entire intelligence community. And that British guy who had no stake in the game.
Are you talking about the spy guy?
Yeah. What did he have? Why? Why would he put this together? What horse did he have in the race?
He had no horses.
And he got freaked out. The story is that he got freaked out by what he found and took it to British intelligence.
Yeah.
Who then took it to McCain.
And then that guy disappeared, right? He went into hiding.
He went into hiding because he was worried about
the Russian
Putin,
mob and
probably.
Shit.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd be worried about that shit, too.
So Trump says basically, oh yeah, well, I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, this Russian thing is totally fake.
Oh my God. It's fake. Shit.
And that's what he's been kind of sticking to.
Oh sure. Why not? You know what's fake? Your fucking tax plan. Your fucking shit Trump care, that's fake. The wall's fucking fake. That's not happening. You're not deporting everyone, you know, all the Mexicans in this country. That's fucking fake. And the Muslim ban that you said you were going to do, that's fucking fake, you fucking dick.
He said, Lester Holt said, Trump handed me 5 pages of Democratic quotes ripping James Comey.
Oh, fuck off. What does that matter? What the fuck does that matter, though?
Sad.
Yeah, yeah, it is sad.
This is
my
the
evidence.
President of the United States meeting with a major news anchor.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, here's 5 pages of quotes that I pulled off of Twitter.
You know, I'm going to say something, and it pains me to say it, but I think we're here, and it's, you know, I'm sorry, I just have to come out and say it. I think we're finally at the point where we have to accept that our president is a cunt, you know?
Breaking news.
This just in. I mean,
you're
really
crab
is.
Diving.
What an asshole. Fucking asshole. He's a cunt. There's no other way to describe it.
I like to eat.
I'm not like him. Nobody's like him.
Oh, wait.
God, this is a guy that...
Hold on, I gotta start that over. Nobody else heard that but us.
Look, he's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI.
That shit drives me. That drives me fucking crazy. That's his... these aren't the droids you're looking for. That works on morons only.
Oh, yeah. The people that voted for you, dickhead.
Everybody knows that. Everybody said, you know that, I know that.
Did he think
Donald, I do know that.
Did he think that, like, working with the government would be like it was when he was talking to the loons that supported him out on the campaign trail?
Undoubtedly.
Those people are idiots.
How has he changed?
Those are Wheel of Fortune watchers. Their IQ is like 70. No offense.
What's wrong with Wheel of Fortune?
Nothing's fucking wrong with it. It's just, people always, people always make that joke that, you know, the dummies watch Wheel of Fortune and the smart guys watch, you know, Jeopardy.
Oh.
But I'd say this. Who would you rather hang out with? Pat Sajak or...
Sajak.
Alex Trebek's a dick, right?
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole from what I hear.
Yes.
Speaking of...
I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
Monday, you met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
Did you ask for a recommendation?
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not...
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
So there you go. He just contradicted everything Spicy and Kellyanne Gabel's and Sarah Huckabee.
Oh, God.
Everything they said.
Yeah, I just got
distracted. He's contradicting.
Distracted for 1 second. Trump has this thing where they send people out to talk for him, and one person is more horrifying than the next. And she's the worst. She's worse than that Nazi dude with the bald head. What's his name? Stephen Fucknut? You know what I'm talking about? Stephen...
Miller.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Here we go.
Because in your letter, you said, I accepted their recommendation. Yeah, well, so you also, had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was a room.
He made a recommendation. He's highly respected. Very good guy. Very smart guy. The Democrats like him. The Republicans like him. He made a recommendation. But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire.
So this is countering. Now, because the reports are, and rumors are that Rosenstein lost his shit when he realized he was being blamed.
He's getting fucked.
For everything.
Right.
And they said that he, one report said he threatened to quit.
Oh, like, shit.
Publicly.
That would have looked bad.
Publicly. Yeah. If you know what I'm saying.
Why didn't he do it?
So he's, it's a matter of time before he goes.
Yeah.
Because if that's the pattern that, you know, it's like the Omerta. You gotta you gotta kiss the ring, and if you don't, you're gonna get summarily executed by the Don.
I think the problem is that Trump is a fucking shitty businessman that inherited a fuck ton of money.
Failed upward.
Right.
And bullied his way, cheated.
Yes.
Stole, obfuscated, weaseled, whatever you could find. And ended up bankrupt in the 90s, and now speculation is that he flung open his loins for the Russians to save his orange ass. And because they needed some heavy-duty money laundering.
Oh, my God. That's nuts.
That might be what's going on. That's the whole basis of this RICO case.
Motherfucker.
One of the bases of this recent RICO case, alleged there.
I mean, how the fuck is somebody like Comey or, I don't know, some other, you know, I know there's a lot of crooked guys in government or whatever, but God damn, how does anybody respect Trump, who worked their way up in some horrendous bureaucracy just to get a title, to make compared to Trump, not much money, but yet they're supposed to take shit from this idiot? I mean, I don't know.
Here's some more of this bullshit.
Republicans like him. He made a recommendation, but regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, "I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation."
See? What the fuck? I mean, what is he doing?
And he's unabashed about it. Oh, yeah.
Not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
that. He told you weren't under investigation regard to the Russia investigation?
I've heard that from others. I think.
Was it in a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had a.
Meanwhile, now Comey, by the way, and those who know him,
right,
or at least those who know him, I don't know if Comey's spoken up yet,
yes,
but everybody around him is like, that's bullshit. That there's no way you do that.
Yeah.
You don't tell somebody, You're not under investigation.
I mean, did you even during the election, he made that announcement, did you ever get the feeling like you heard the guy, you heard his testimony, you actually heard him talk? I mean, do you get the fucking feeling that Comey was dirty?
No, I still say I don't think he was. I don't necessarily think that he had. I'm going to bring Hillary down.
Yeah.
I think he fucked up severely, and I think in trying to, I don't know, correct his first mistake, he overcorrected, and, you know, with that stupid I'm reopening the emails case or whatever. But there were other circumstances, too, because if there were so many leaks, if there were all these rogue agents that were trying to bring Hillary down also,
that
would have leaked it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was best for him to send the letter to Congress.
Sounds like,
say, we got to look at it again. So I don't know.
No good choice or something.
Yeah. He even said that during his testimony. And again, I'm not defending him. I don't know. I don't know what his ultimate reasonings were or whatever, but I know in the past he seems to have been, to have done the noble thing when, you know, he's the guy who literally flung himself physically in front of Ashcroft's door at the hospital when those weasels were trying to go get a FISA warrant for something that they didn't think should have one.
Right.
And Comey was like, that's not legal. I'm not going to allow it. And they were going to go, as Ashcroft was probably drugged out of his mind with whatever reason he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
They were going to go try to bully him in his fucking bed, his hospital bed, as loathsome and disgusting as Ashcroft was.
Don't bully him.
But nonetheless, Comey made the right choice. He went up against the administration, the Bush administration at the time, and to try to protect the integrity of the attorney general's office.
I mean, they can't let him fuck with him, you know, try to get a FISA warrant while the guy's laid up in the hospital. But you can screw with him a little bit, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Like twist his toe where where the cast is or whatever, like they do.
Oh yeah, let me fix
gunshot
this,
wound. To put
this
your finger
titration
in there.
Titration machine.
So, here's some more of this.
This is insane.
Just when you think
bananas,
it can't get crazier. This week has been batshit from the instant that Comey was fired. It's just been,
If you got Trump and you put whatever that truth serum crap is, you shot him full of that, and you got, oh my God, somebody just threw a rock at another person outside. That's funny. Yeah. Way to go, humans. If you got Trump, if you gave him some truth serum or something, says, listen.
Florida, it'll just be white people throwing stuff at black people.
Throwing? What do you mean? Yeah. We're in pussy LA, baby.
That's right.
We're going to shoot.
Slinging lead.
Yeah, we got guns. Do you think if he was able to tell the truth, say, listen, what really went on with this Russian bullshit? Would he even be able to explain it? You know? He doesn't
know. What do you mean? Like,
would he be able to explain what happened? Does he even know what he's a part of?
Well, he's incapable of telling the truth, for one, so who the fuck would know?
Sometimes I don't know if he's fucking lying or if he's stupid as fuck.
And they don't understand. When the press says to them, one of the reporters asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders, wait a second. The president said and tweeted out, that my people can't be expected. I'm a very fast moving president, and my people can't be expected to have the most up to date information at the podium every goddamn fucking second.
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
Rob Lowe never fucking said that.
So one of the reporters said, who do we believe? So if you come out here, why should we believe what you're saying? Basically, he said it a lot nicer, and she got a little huffy, and she said back and forth, and you guys are going for, you know, picking on the words. This is it. You guys are going after our words and shit. Spice.
Due to technical difficulties, we join in crab diving already in progress.
Okay, we are back. Sorry about that. Apparently, the software went moves up and ended up kicking us off the air. But the bonus is that you guys that were listening live got to hear a little bit of K-Voice. Voice of a resistance here on the network, which a brand spanking sparkling new one be coming up right here if you're listening live at 4 p.m. Pacific, and new ones drop on Tuesdays and Fridays. So again, apologies for the technical difficulties. We are back. I have no idea when it fucking dropped off. We had finished up the Trump clip of him talking to Lester Holt, and basically we're talking about all the bullshit from the dinner, the lie of the dinner.
It sounds insane when he's like talking about a dinner, it's a nice dinner, and then when he's whenever he has to recount a timeline, it is, I don't know what's going on in his fucking head. It's very strange. Very strange.
And the funny thing was, we first watched it, the first thing that we were saying too is, you know, everything about this is a lie, because you could just tell. When you start asking details, he's got his lie in his head,
right?
And then, but he doesn't expect details.
Yes,
he's like, I had this dinner with him, and Lester Holt is like, oh yeah, did he call you? You call him? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, a dinner was arranged. I think he set it up, which is the polar opposite to what happened. Summoned him.
I'm out of my mind because, like, think about it. If you wanted to, God, you're going to go out and you're going to tell a lie to the press, to the media. And all those fucking nerds with their goddamn laptops and their iPhones, they're going to dissect your shit.
Yeah.
And they're going to figure it out. Shitler, it's not going to... Does he think he's going to outsmart everybody just being off the cuff?
I have the best words.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. He could be... I don't know that he's truthful there.
That he has the best words?
There's no way he thinks he has the best fucking words.
He thinks he has the best everything.
His words suck. They just suck, dude. You say horrible words. Whenever you say words, it makes your life worse.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Yeah. That sounded fucking stupid. Times 10?
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
What does that mean? Oh, look, I'm Naomi Campbell. Times fucking 10.
I feel like a 10 times 10.
Jeez.
Unless they have small boobs, then they can't be a 10.
Oh, yes. Naomi Campbell.
That's an actual quote, remember?
Yeah. Was Naomi Campbell the one throwing her fucking bejeweled
cell phone at her assistant? Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. You're blessed with such good fucking looks that's your career. You make money because you look fucking amazing. And then you're going to throw your smartphone at somebody's fucking face. That is inexcusable. Fuck that.
You're right. Well, it happens so often.
Oh, yes.
People become entitled, right?
What do you think? The epitome of
entitlement.
Imagine that the day that assistant had when a fucking smartphone was bounced off her fucking head.
Well, I have a feeling it's not an isolated incident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Naomi Campbell is pretty much reviled by many people that hate her. She's not allegedly... Not a nice poison.
Nice people don't generally throw jeweled encrusted.
Bejeweled,
no less. It was worse when it hit you. God.
So then Trump tweeted, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. So
God.
Then Spicy, they asked at the briefing, well, what, is that a threat? To Comey or whatever, and all he would say is, all the president will say is that the tweets speak for themselves. That kind of bullshit.
God, hey, you know, did you see that thing? Twitter, the guys that run Twitter, they're talking about Twitter's great. It's great for the government because it gives the American people a clear record. You know,
of actionable items,
and also Twitter's. Membership grew by 11% since Trump.
Failing.
Isn't that crazy?
The failing Twitter.
Yeah.
God, also trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
Is this, these lawyers that he's got working for him. It's something almost akin to the, do you remember the medical report that he got?
From that
gastroenterologist friend of his.
Yeah, it was a doctor from Smoking the Bandits Part 2. Remember with the proctologist?
But the guy who wrote, there's never been a healthier person running for president in the history of presidency.
Jeez, and explain shit his like ass that. In those golf pants.
Oh, yeah.
God, he's got a big fucking ass.
Got nice big swinging balls.
No.
I'm talking about the report from the doctor.
Oh, right.
Not reality.
Who knows what he has? Jeez.
So Trump's lawyer,
yes,
said that a review of his last 10 years of returns, quote, do not reflect any income of any type from Russian sources.
Yeah.
With some exceptions. It says,
yeah,
with few exceptions.
These rich people have an odd definition of few.
And I think, we tweeted out Trump's $100 million exceptions in Russian income, that some of these exceptions are $100 million. He made $100 million on this. Well, you know, there's no income.
$12 million for Miss Universe 2013.
Right.
I tweeted out the same fucking article, but I put the line about Miss Universe, so it's different. Sorry.
I didn't. You tweeted that. Somebody else retweeted it. I was just reading the headline.
Oh.
It is your tweet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
The lawyers, of course, didn't release many tax returns, which Trump said,
Maybe I released him after I'm not president.
Whatever. Release him from jail, then, stupid.
Yeah, the comments on that on our Facebook were basically picking a month. Oh, you mean like July?
Yeah.
Upcoming July after you're not president anymore?
I mean, how the fuck is... What does he think, man? If he goes to this RICO thing, they take all his fucking money, and then who knows what he's going to be found guilty of.
RICO means rich.
How does he not end up in jail? RICO Suave.
In Mexican.
Yeah. He's got to run. He's got to run. And you know how they're going to track him? All you got to do is track purchases of that, I'm sure, whatever that really expensive tanning lotion he uses.
Gross.
Oh, there it is. You know, he's Tang. In Bolivia. Tang.
The letter states there's no equity investment by Russians in entities controlled by Trump or debt owed by Trump to Russian lenders.
Blah, blah, blah.
It does reflect the income from the 2013 Miss Universe pageant.
Oh, shit.
And a property sold to a Russian billionaire for $95 million. Remember, that's the property that the Russian bought for higher than market value.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Are they laundering
the
money?
The Russian billionaire who maybe needed, I don't know, 95 or so million laundered.
God damn it. I mean, it sounds suspect, doesn't it? It sound, you know.
So the White House said that this is the letter that they want to send to Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Because Lindsey Graham is like, well, I want some information about what the Trump's finance is. We're going to have to start seeing some of that stuff.
Yeah, whatever. But what the fuck? Sack up, Lindsey. Get upset.
So there you go. That's jeez. What a shock, huh?
These GOP fuckers barely give a shit. This is insane. They don't give a fuck. What are they, troubled?
Oh, you know what? Somebody tweeted, Susan Simpson tweeted, what are the odds that the lawyer's definition of income excludes amounts received in years that he reported a loss?
Oh, yeah, right.
So they're like, there's no income.
Oh, my God.
From Russia.
We this is insane. When do we stop this shit? Who gives a fuck? Now I don't care. March.
We need, there's the trending earlier
Jesus
was who
fucking Christ.
Who will save the Republic? And it's
I don't know.
It's an op-ed from the New York Times that basically says that. Who's going to step up? Because Nixon, don't forget, the Republicans were not in charge of the House, I think, when Nixon was going to be impeached. So even though there were Republicans, I guess on some of these subcommittees that were almost till the end voting Nixon, we're not impeaching Jeez. Him. Typical loyalist whores.
Ooh, they don't give a fuck.
Ultimately it was the threat of because they didn't have both houses. So,
right.
But now they got both houses. So, we're fucked unless there's really somebody's going to step up. And hopefully the good thing about it is that Trump is such a fucking asshole to everybody.
Oh, God. Lots of people hate this fucker.
Loathe him. Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Almost as much as Ted Cruz. Look at how they hung Ted Cruz out to dry.
Yeah, right.
That even versus Trump, they wouldn't back him.
No. They hate Ted Cruz. Yes. Remember Lindsey Graham?
They don't forget. Yeah.
Roasting Ted Cruz when he got drunk. Oh. God,
well, remember he said
classic.
The choice between Ted Cruz or Donald Trump is poison or a bullet to the head or something like that.
Suicide or poison. Oh, shit. That's funny. Hey, I tell you what. I've got the only solution. The only fucking solution. You're saying who's going to step up and get rid of this shitler? I'll tell you what you got to do. We got to arm Black Lives Matter. And what's the big deal? Arm Black Lives Matter, and their job is to start a coup. You know what I mean? Instigate a coup.
Yes. I'm sorry. I was
get the
putting the dog on her pillow.
You stepped away for 2 seconds.
Yes.
And I got a coup. Black Lives. I want to arm Black Lives Matter and all the gay people.
Well, many of them are.
No, but you arm them, put them in a group.
No.
And you fucking, you start a coup. You take over all the local law enforcement.
What are you asking?
We're
going to have the Secret Service here now.
No. Really, I'm kidding. I don't mean that for real. What am I going to do? Arm Black Lives? Hello, can I speak to Black Lives Matter?
We don't advocate violence. Or I don't advocate violence.
I don't either. I'm trying to be funny.
Not that I would throw Ryan under the bus.
Right.
I'll come visit you in the gulag.
Well, listen, I don't want to arm Black Lives Matter. But, you know, there's worse ideas, really. I mean,
I think many of them are already armed.
No,
but they're not assholes who are walking around with guns and
why would it be? I'm talking about this in the fucking abstract, but why would you be an asshole if you took your group of people and say there's some fascist leader that is totally fucking with the fucking fabric of the country, and you take that guy out of office?
Second Amendment screamers' rights.
What?
I mean, that's their point.
Right. Now I get it. No, I'm kind of kidding, but you know what I mean? I mean, you could do it.
But that's one of the arguments that they make. Which doesn't negate having universal background checks, which
right.
doesn't negate.
No, of course not.
Making sure that, people who have committed domestic violence don't have access to a gun. Things like that. But, that was one of the reasons. Was to fight tyranny. That's what they always say. Fight tyranny.
What about
they meant Obama? Yeah, they meant the black guy in the White House.
Well, you know what? I mean,
who was trying to give them health care?
Why wouldn't it be Obama?
And better jobs and raise the minimum wage. That's so ridiculous.
I'm afraid it's got. You know what? You're right. It's got to be Obama. Somehow Obama has to step in and take control of this bullshit and say, "Listen, this is fucked. You guys got to figure out a way to get this fucking guy out of here."
I guess. It turns out that I think while we were gone, the Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, she got booed.
Gave that. We might have talked about it on Tuesday's show. But go to iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Oh, yeah, we did, I think.
But I saw the tape of that now.
It's
absolutely hilarious because at one point she stops and I don't know, one of the poobahs of the university. Is like, if this doesn't stop, you guys will get your diplomas in the mail. And I guess it didn't stop even when she kept going. At one point, a large number of people stood up and turned around, away from her. But I guess now they're saying that Senator John Cornyn, another Republican nut job, was scheduled to give the commencement address at Texas.
Scheduled?
Texas Southern University this weekend, but now they're saying that after what happened to Betsy DeVos,
fuck this shit.
They're a black university, by the way.
Oh yeah,
they're canceling Cornyn's speech because they think maybe it might happen again.
I was gonna call him a something, but I was gonna call him a pussy. So I don't know. I don't know what they're calling now. Hey, asshole, or whatever. I'm not equating pussy with asshole in any sense. Shit.
Whatever you're into.
Right.
You can rub two holes together.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
You can work out the anatomy.
Oh, yes. I have a cloaca.
Work out the yoga. So, this net neutrality stuff is be going on.
Fuck you.
And the... we're obviously on the side of net neutrality. We would rather prefer not to be throttled because, I don't know, Comcast or Cox or whoever.
Hey, Cox.
Cox is going to be our new provider.
My cock holster.
Which is fun.
I love it.
There you go. The joke's right there in the name. But
our internet in this country fucking sucks.
They could decide to ultimately slow us down, speed up other things just because of what you say. So, Ajit Pai, the new commissioner of the FCC, has proposed rolling back everything that Wheeler did before, which was kind of strengthen net neutrality.
Oh, God. Can't they just not? Wouldn't your instinct be, let's just leave it the way Obama had it? Because let's be honest, things were working better.
That means there's black fingerprints on it. Ryan, how dare you?
No, somebody's got to talk to these fuckers like adults. Just don't. Get over the skin color thing.
I don't think it has anything to do with the skin color. It's evil corporate fuckwattery.
Right.
It's we want to screw as many people as possible and suck as much capital out of it, out of the fucking planet that we can. Fuck you. I got mine.
Right. Here's your load.
The so the FCC has this website where they can have the comments, and we reported the other day John Oliver had sent the all the evil liberal flying monkeys off to again flood the comments, the public comments on the FCC site about this net neutrality stuff. And before they had broken the system, there were so many comments from millions of people that are pissed off about it. And that they think was one of the reasons that Wheeler ended up siding, because he was a big corporatist fuckwad. He had come from like fucking Time Warner, one of the real evil ones.
He was on the wrong side of this shit.
So everyone was worried he was just going to do what Pi is trying to do.
Bye.
But he ended up voting with the light side of the force.
Oh,
pissing off the Republicans on the FCC. They threw little hissy fits. Now they're moist and hard.
Right.
God. Because now Ajit Pai is casting the vote that's going to rip the net neutrality out.
God damn it. Like shit like this. Sometimes you feel like, can't we just have a win? Can't we have a win with this? Just this. Can't everybody agree that it would be better to have, I don't know, a faster fucking internet? Or just not censorship?
You hate competition, you anti-capitalist, socialist, commie fairy.
Hey, listen. We're coming for you.
So they got the website back going because apparently there was some hacking action going on. Not hacking or some flooding denial of service attacks going on the other day. We reported on that on Tuesday's show, I believe. And but now it was yesterday. It's back up and running. And they noticed an odd number of like 100. I think I saw 128,000, more than 128,000 identical comments.
Okay.
Had been posted. And the, it's all anti net neutrality. It starts out, the unprecedented regulatory power the Obama administration gave.
But it's not regulatory. It's the opposite of that, you fucking assholes.
So they determined that it's a bot.
No, okay.
Because used some people's real emails and identifications. Shit. When some of those people were contacted, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't put any comment on the FCC site.
Holy shit. It was like an anonymous thing?
Well, no, I just saw a little while ago that they're now attributing it to some conservative group, some conservative pack or something.
Right. The American Civil... No. That What's the American Family Institute? Or something like that.
Yeah, that's Christian. I think really? This is probably more corporate.
Oh, okay.
Evil.
Yes.
Super PAC.
Super.
They don't care about Jesus unless it makes them money.
Hey.
In some capacity, right?
There's no money in dying for anybody's sins. That's stupid.
They're going to keep these comments open until August. I don't know what they're going to ultimately do about these.
Nothing,
because it's obviously a bot, and
right.
If the people have been identified as having put it together, and then other people are saying, wait, that's my name, that's my email address, I didn't do that shit,
right,
then they obviously can't count those, can they?
No, not really,
but go show you.
Yeah. Voter fraud, by the way.
Oh, right.
I love that.
What about voter fraud?
Oh, how about that? What are they, the Council on Voter Fraud or whatever the fuck? Based on, God, he's got a whole executive order, dude, based on bullshit. It is insane. Just think about it. That EO says that it wants to investigate the millions of instances of voter fraud in California. That's fucked.
The Center for Individual Freedom.
Oh, shit.
Is what they are. They're saying they did not use a bot, which I think is bullshit.
Yes.
But five people whose names and addresses are attached were contacted by reporters who said that that's not us.
Right.
At this point, it's unclear how many of the 128,000 plus comments are legit, how many are fake. This is interesting.
But I
making a fraudulent statement to the U.S. government, to a U.S. government agency is a crime.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that'd be great.
Who would have made it, though? Oh, this weird ass.
They say they've encouraged people to post comments using a web-based form on their website. So it's like, click here to send a message to the FCC.
Don't
to
they
get
have...
the black fingerprints off of all the regulations. It's stifling all the business. I'd have a job here in West Virginia Obama didn't allow the FCC to shit all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Freedom Industries, turn your fucking water into syrup.
Right.
I mean, fuck it.
That guy ultimately is doing time, though, right, I think?
No,
The guy that drank the water, like was just casually sipping, and he's like, "I got to get out of here." And the reporter's like, "You're not going anywhere." Remember that?
Yeah.
There was that one reporter who's like, "No, no, no, you're gonna answer our questions."
Yeah,
and he's like, "But I'm a white guy CEO. How dare you think I'm accountable for poisoning the water?"
Yeah, I'm in West Virginia. That's what you get. White guys with money get to do whatever the fuck they want to.
They say they're not using bots or any automated tool.
Well, what difference does it fucking make? I mean, they still hacked in, right? So who fucking cares? Does it matter?
But, I mean, the fact that they're going to have to look into it now because of the fact that people are denying that it was them.
Yeah. They were hacked, obviously, right?
Right. Oh, God, there's people being a little racist, too. Don't do that, people.
Shit. Don't be racist. That's so stupid. I mean, really. Get over it. It's skin color.
It says as of late Wednesday, they'd received more than 733,000 comments.
Yeah.
But the search function doesn't appear to be working for most people.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know if they can actually go through and find...
Oh, God.
Estimate who's on what side. I can't imagine any sane person... It can't be anybody but these horrible groups like this. Because even conservatives
What's
on
the
street are all for net neutrality.
Oh, yes.
The Center for Individual Freedom.
That sounds like, I'm sorry, that sounds like some creepy Handmaid's Tale bullshit. You know what I mean? Really fucking creepy. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Under his eye.
Oh, God. Yeah, get me the fuck out of here.
By the way, didn't they, it's not really a spoiler alert, but
spoiler.
I think I'm on episode 3.
Ugh.
And I thought they were being pretty, from we're talking about The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Binge that, watch it if you can. I mean, God.
Yeah, it's really creepy. They had talked about
Depressed. I'll be honest with you. I think that show is awesome. It's amazing, right? The dialogue's great. The acting's awesome. It's a beautifully shot thing. But honestly, after the fucking show, I am fucked up.
Yeah, it's a little
I'm
bit
depressed.
It's a little bit creepy.
I mean, God. Ugh. It's a great show, but Jesus fucking Christ, man. Who would watch? That's not one you rewatch.
Oh, you don't think so? I think it's really good.
I think it's great, dude. But
yeah, it's amazing.
But you don't feel like after each episode, you got to take a couple of days and sort of fucking get your shit together. It's depressing.
We only got a couple minutes. Holy crap. Left here on the big show.
Let's go right into.
I'm going to get this really quickly.
Yes.
On the screen right now, Tasty Pantry Deluxe, year for you, 1,496 servings, $400 at thejimbakershow.com. today on the Jim Baker Show, televangelist Jim Baker is talking about All the social division.
Oh, jeez.
And the tensions here in the United States of America, which means you got to go out and buy your shitty tubs of soup.
The black people are coming.
Let's see if Lori's there.
Oh, yes.
I feel like we have gone backwards from race relations in the 1960s. When I was
No. Yeah, talk to a black person, you asshole.
I mean, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think we could be a lot farther along, but it ain't 1960, right?
Well, I guess by his standard, they have gone backwards because black people are slightly more equal.
Yeah.
1960s, when I was, you know, trying to integrate the churches. I was trying to bring the white and the black people together on television, and we did it at CBN. We'd bring in black and white people, and they would sing together.
Oh God, please,
black and
they
white.
Would sing together. They would sing together because you know, they're much better at music than us.
I got to sing with these white people, really.
They never even had gone to each other's houses. They didn't know how each other's lived. They thought they were different than each other somehow. And they found out that they were just alike. And they sang together. And
right now, there's a lot of perplexed people in that audience. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, we are different than black people.
I never thought about Jim Baker as like a Nelson Mandela type.
Oh, yeah. He's quite the kumbaya.
Bring everybody.
Best presence of God. And God anointed Christian television, and millions came to Christ.
Millions.
And now it seems like there is a hatred among peoples. This is satanic. Yeah. This is the white horse of the apocalypse.
Right. No.
The white, well,
hold on a second.
You know, he's got a point.
Why would the...
He's in the White House right now, white horse of the apocalypse.
This is the only time I've ever heard of anything white being bad from these guys.
Right.
Why not a black horse?
I'm surprised.
Right.
I guess the white horse, is that the first one?
Who
I don't know about that
knows.
Shit. Oh, we got to get moving
here. The white horse of the apocalypse is the first horse.
Oh, well, thank
it's
you.
It's a horse of speech. It's a horse of spirit.
It's Mr. Ed.
And the spirit of Antichrist is out now. This is what you're seeing. You want to know what the Antichrist spirit looks like? Wow. That's what's going on in America.
Right.
These people mocking the president.
The people mocking the president is the spirit of the Antichrist.
Oh, fuck you, Jim.
We're the spirit of the Antichrist.
Oh, God. Shove that soup up your fucking ass.
I'm kind of proud of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, congratulations.
In America.
Right.
These people mocking the president, the words they use, the speech they use, that's the spirit of Antichrist.
Absolutely.
That's the spirit of hatred.
There you go. It's over at Right Wing Watch.
Oh, what a fucking idiot.
What an asshole.
God, fuck you.
We got to go. Speaking of asshole, these assholes will be back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast, every goddamn weekday. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
We are the spirit of the Antichrist.
Hopefully, I'll be talking better by Monday. And
great.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter or his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
It's going down the tubers.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.